The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You might have seen the survey in the Sunday Times, actually. There's about 1,000 teacher vacancies across both primary and secondary schools in Ireland ahead of the academic year. And the academic year, in about 2 weeks' time, for some first years, I think, maybe in secondary school, the week after, for almost everybody else. Aaron Wolfe is principal of Colaisha Éamon Rhys, a secondary school in Cork, and he's with me now. Aaron, you're welcome to the show. How big an issue is this?
Well, it's a huge issue. I mean, the teaching crisis is real, you know. The teachers aren't out there, and there will be classes going in September. In fact, next week is we're actually back, I imagine.
Next week? Already.
It's next week. The 21st of August is when we open up again. So the summer holidays, you know, when people say teachers have 3 months off, they certainly do not.
Oh, Aaron, I tell you now, you're going to start digging a hole if you start making this about teachers' holidays and how much time they've off in the summer. Anyway, on the shortage, the teacher shortage issue, I mean, you know, we heard about this last year. How did it impact, say, the last academic year? How would it have manifested in schools?
Well, it just happens that, you know, there are certain subject areas where you won't be able to get any qualified teachers, particularly in places in the country like Dublin, find it very difficult, and they find it very hard to fill vacancies that they have on their staff. But that's it, just the people aren't out there. Young people are not going into teaching. We don't have the graduates. Those that do go into teaching don't stay in Ireland. They leave, they go to Dubai or any place like that, but they don't stay in Ireland, which leaves us in the current crisis that we're in, that we will have empty positions in September.
Well, I mean, the issue of teachers going to Dubai, I assume that's kind of a temporary one, in the sense that the ones that go to Dubai or went a few years ago will start to trickle back. You know, people very rarely move to Dubai for the rest of their life.
That is true. I mean, they are going, but it's now. It's the short. It's the now we're in the problem, because the student population in the country has increased. The secondary schools now should be at the peak now of the increase of student populations, and we don't have the staff members there. The young teachers that we would normally enter into the profession are gone. The people that retire, then they're not being replaced.
And why are we training so few? Are there people not picking? I mean, is it just a consequence of a kind of a booming economy, and sometimes people think, you know what, there's money to be made elsewhere?
And that's exactly it. And, you know, we did touch on it there, and I'll bring it up again. You mentioned, oh, don't make this about teacher holiday. But teacher bashing is a national pastime in this country.
Well, it is. That's why I asked you not to make, because what's going to happen now? Everyone's going to text in and have a go at you.
And this is the problem. You see, people, the Irish side here don't value teachers. So you can imagine young people say, well, why on earth would I become a teacher when all my life growing up, I teacher bashing, or teaching's not a great job. And this is what it's led to. You know, we have the teaching profession, which I love, and I would encourage people into the teaching profession. But, you know, we need to be paid better money than we are. And teachers need to, you know, the workload of teaching has increased hugely. And, I mean, you ask anyone, actually, would you be a teacher? And people say, God, no way, I'd never go into a classroom. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, I know, it's funny, isn't it? Most of the people who text in as well and give out about it, if their parents, and I've kind of made this remark on before, and then people text in and give out about me as well. They'll never give out about the teachers that their own kids have. They happen to be a brilliant teacher, or they happen to be in a brilliant school, or this principal is brilliant, but it's all the other schools and all the other teachers who are kind of whingers and want to do more for less. But anyway, that issue of pay, I mean, yes, absolutely, some people will say, people at Adam with you, that you should pay teachers more, but you're never going to be able to meet the Dubai salary. So you're always going to have that problem.
So you're always going to have that problem. But, you know, it's the longevity of, you know, as you're saying, you're not going to stay in Dubai forever. So you've got to make the teaching profession more attractive to young people. Like, if you're in England now, and, you know, England has a teaching crisis problem as well, but at least they're making steps trying to advertise and try to encourage young people to go into teaching, you know, to share with them what are the benefits of teaching. Like, teaching is one of the most rewarding professions. You know, the people who say, like, it's a vocation, it really is. You know, you are shaping the lives of young people and encouraging them to go on and do wonderful things. Now, what we're trying to do, of course, is encourage them into teaching as well, to show them how rewarding a profession it is.
Yeah.
But that is being eroded, because it is quite a difficult job. And every time, you know, the government or any society, any problem the society has, it's put back on the schools, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, well, the schools can sort that, the schools can do that. So the teaching job is being eroded. It's not anymore just about teaching and learning. You're becoming a social worker in the classroom.
Should it be easier, Aaron, to retrain as a teacher? You know, people who've got life skills in other areas, and maybe they've kind of they've put their career on hold. Maybe they've had children and been out of the workforce, and they don't necessarily want to go back into what they were doing. You know, some of them would often tell you they'd love to go back and do teaching. They've got all the necessary skills. They're supremely intelligent, but they kind of have to go back and start from scratch.
You're exactly right. Well, one of the huge problems that I would think, and I've been in trouble for saying this before with the universities, is that what used to be called the HDIP, which is now called the PME, it should never have been moved to a 2-year course. You know, before you used to do your degree, that could take you 3 to 4 years, and then you could do 1 year teacher training. But they changed that to 2 years. So you have some people that finish 4-year degree, then they must go on and do 2 years. You're 6 years for qualifying to become a teacher, which is a ridiculous amount of time to qualify. Now, the universities will say that the teachers that are coming out now are far more qualified. I would disagree with that, because there's nothing wrong with my qualification when I did it in 1 year. Because a lot of in teaching, you're learning it on the ground anyway. You know, you do your year, you do your HDIP, which is half placement, half lectures. But the majority of things you learn is actually when you actually start teaching as a young person, and you're in the classroom on staff.
The implication of that claim from the universities is, of course, that younger teachers are better than older teachers. There's no, they don't. That's a completely legitimate way of interpreting what they're saying.
Well, that is exactly what they do say. Now, look, I know young teachers have more energy than I certainly do. But, you know, I wouldn't think in anyone of my age or before me, they're no more qualified than us. So we can totally park that one. What it has done, though, it has stopped people going into teaching. Because I know a lot of people that did the arts degree. They said, well, I'll try teaching. I'll get the qualification. It's only 1 year. And you can struggle through one more year after going through university for 3 or 4 years. But when you're talking 2 more years, you're really putting your future on hold. You're delaying yourself getting a mortgage, you know, because you can't get a mortgage until you've got a permanent job. And then what people that aren't into teaching don't realize, you don't start teaching on, a lot of people don't start teaching on 22 hours. So your 22 hour contract is the maximum you're allowed to work. That's the law. But a lot of people don't start on 22 hours. So the starting salary of a teacher can actually be a fraction, a percentage of what 22 hours is. Yeah. I started teaching, I only had 11 hours. Now, you couldn't make, you can't live on 11 hours teaching. You know, you can't live away from home. So there you're into the problem again. Why can't people work in the cities where they're only being offered small contracts? And then you ask, well, why are they only being offered small contracts? Because you might only in that school need 11 hours for maths. Does that make sense? You don't need 22 hours for this person. Yeah. You only need 11 on your timetable because your timetable is affected by the need.
But
for
do schools pool teachers? Does that happen or should it happen?
There are some schemes like that. Now, my school's not involved in it, so I wouldn't be able to speak about it. I wouldn't know much about it, but there is a scheme. And the government has taken other steps to make to ease this problem. I'm hoping that what's called the Teaching Hour Extension Scheme is made available this year. And the Teaching Hour Extension Scheme allowed teachers to work over the 22 hours a week. You could work up to a maximum of 35 hours extra per term. And that really alleviates the problem because you don't only have the staffing problem now. You have the staffing problem throughout the year when someone goes out on parental leave or maternity leave or they go on sick leave. And there are pinch point areas. You know, you'd be struggling with your home ec teacher. You'd be struggling. One subject I've mentioned already, math. Very hard to get math teachers. Very hard to get Irish teachers. Very hard to get home economics teachers. So you'll probably get people texting into the show saying, oh, well, I've got my qualification. I'm available, ready to teach. But you might not have the subjects we need.
Well, Aaron, I tell you, after 6 o'clock, we are going to have a question that even the best teacher in the country might struggle to answer were a student to put to them. What is the difference between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael? Sean Defoe is going to try and answer that. In the meantime, Aaron Wolfe, Principal of Collage, the Éamon Rís in Cork City. Aaron, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.